Two announcements, the Shersons and the Tweets invite anyone and everyone in the village over to Chalet 3 after communion tonight for pepperness and hot cider and coffee and perhaps some games. Chalet 3 is the big moose over here that we got a new fireplace in last year. And there's lots of room in it. So you're invited there after communion tonight. They've been busy all afternoon fixing pepperness. They're a little lonesome for Christmas, so that they're going to anticipate it a bit here. And the second notice here that also has come to me from Roll Tweet, in order to increase their business during this rainy weather, the Hike House wishes to announce a special sale beginning Monday to make that overnight trip to Lyman or Image Lakes complete. A 129 package of dehydrated Vespers for only 88 cents. A sample package will be on display in the Hike House on Monday. These are just the thing for those who don't want to carry a heavy burden of ideas around with them. So, dehydrated Vespers for 88 cents. It isn't because I got this that I am giving the proclamation tonight here instead of at the communion service. Before I read this, I thought I would do this, and we'll have the communion service and a time for meditation in quiet following the reading of the text. I will give a little introduction to it here in between our sing tonight, our fill sing tonight, as we have been well filled by the kitchen. And the delightful supper again. I always used to say to my mother when it was a rainy day that the best thing in a rainy day was homemade vegetable soup. And somebody here must have read all of our minds and provided just that in addition to our usual Sunday night supper. So they certainly are doing everything to take your mind off the weather and give it on your stomach, aren't they? I think so. I've just been informed I was going to announce tonight that we have a time at following supper to just take our time with what our artist in residence for the summer has done for us, Katie Shersen. She has a exhibit over in the Koinonia, and I was informed wrongly, I guess, that it would be up till Wednesday. I haven't seen it myself, but the artwork and the oil paintings are still there, and so you can go over after supper tonight and let yourself in on it. To enjoy a painting, you have to let yourself in on it. You can't just rush past. See what Katie's tried to say about what she says. It's sometimes a very difficult community, and in which an artist has been involved very deeply through the summer, and has been keeping all of us very much delighted with so many, many aspects of her own creative abilities. We've had posters from her continually on the poster board, and we've had a lot of fun in the evenings with our children and the Vespers and Agapes, and there's been paperwork and work with your own ideas on art as well. So it's been a delightful summer. And just give yourself time tonight, on a rainy night, to go over there following our evening sing and enjoy the paintings in Koinonia. There are no other announcements. We will be having communion at about 8 o'clock. The bowling alleys, of course, closed down during the service, but otherwise they're open through the night. And also the pool tables and the two tables for Scrabble will still be up at 9, and there's opportunity for games elsewhere. So enjoy yourself. We don't get too many rainy nights when we can be a community like this. So have a good time. We'll have our sing, and after the first two songs, I will bring the message of the day for the 11th Sunday after Trinity on the text.
Fire, girl.
One last announcement. Don't forget, at 6:30, we'll be having a choir rehearsal down in the center. And I brought along this week many, many, many anthems. And I'm hoping to use as many as I can. So I would like to have a good turnout, even hoping later this week, if we can swing it, to do a whole evening with a bunch of choral things. And I didn't see them this noon because I wasn't here right then. How many of you will be coming down to sing at 6:30? I need a big group. Let's see all those. Now we've got all the good voices. Let's have all the mediocres join in, would you? All right, good. We had a few more. All right, good. Come down at 6:30, please. Okay, let's start with number 6.
Yes, thank you very much.
Books are on their table, tell them.
I haven't introduced, and Don hasn't introduced, Adeline Dolly from L.A. Where's Adeline? Adeline. And then we have Esther and Enid Newberg from Oregon. That's Bellevue, Oregon, not Washington, evidently. Esther and Enid Newberg.
Washington.
Well, then somebody got the wrong state here. I was wondering if there's a Bellevue down there. Okay, you're over here in front of the Ericsons. Do you want to stand up so we see which one? Esther first, and then Enid. Okay, now we can tell. Then we have Diane Brigham and Jennifer. Diane first, which is Diane, and Jennifer is right next to her mother. And then we have Maureen Rep's, that is Maureen Rep's sister and niece, right here from Endicott. She's sitting next to them. Okay. All right, the two songs then before our meditation, page 6 and then page 2. In doing page 6 in a philharmonic, we do it 3 times, and the third time through, speed it up quite a bit.
Thank you.
We're going to sing again. We just want to take our meditation now, and then our communion service tonight will be without proclamation, but it will be with quiet for meditation on the text for today, which is on the two men who went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other the publican. We know this story well, and yet we are always relearning it. As Bishop Berggrav said very pointedly, no man remains a publican for more than a moment. To stand before God, this is a perilous place. To be aware of God and who he is so that there is honesty before him. This does not happen without God's Spirit. To be honest, honest, simple human honesty is all I want, Kierkegaard said. And to be honest is no simple thing. It is so easy for us soon to be observing ourselves in our repentance and being proud of it. The hardest person to deal with in every parish is the man that's proud of his conversion and needs to be converted from his conversion. That's why Luther said in the 95 Theses, in the first thesis, that the whole lifetime of man is a repentance. That is why for Luther, everything is the forgiveness of sin. It's not a moment or an experience or a past, but it's the ever-present, enduring moment before God. So it allows for the kind of humor that Berggrav expressed when he said, no man remains a publican for more than a moment. Honesty always breeds humor over ourselves. We realize that the Pharisee got into trouble because he was comparing himself with others and not being before God, and there was no humor in him. He was adding up his virtues in comparison to others' vices. In a very real sense, we are all Pharisees, and we know this. Our well-being and our ego almost seem to depend on some degree of comparison, don't they? I remember reading in a new version, it was Weymouth, of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, in which he says, you compare yourselves with others, it is not good. And I was reading on the train, and I thought, well, I'm glad that's one sin I don't have like some. And it isn't long before the Holy Spirit makes you chuckle over yourself when you do that, does it? And then when the humor comes, there's always humanity. And that's the three H's of humility. Honesty, humor, humanity. Because where there's humility, these are the three things that come with it. Honesty over ourselves, and humor over ourselves, and then humanity for the next fellow. When we go down to our house justified, it's not with a feeling that we are alone, but with all God's people who so desperately need forgiveness, with each creature of his, who's continually posing and dramatizing himself, and to be honest, truly honest for us all, would be such desperation that it would be despair unto death. And that's just what Kierkegaard called it, sickness unto death. To be really honest would mean suicide. And so the cross stops us from that. Here God has met us, and we no longer have to probe and probe into ourselves, but we can at the cross greet all men who are met there by God. And that's what happens in Holy Communion. On our knees together, the ground level below the cross, as we say, we receive one another. We rejoice in one another. We realize our common humanity under God, and this is to be justified. This is to know the wonder and joy of God in the delight he gives us in one another. How varied we are and how different. How easily we hurt each other, how easily we can offend. And yet God embraces us together and allows us to call one another brother and sister and to fight like brothers and sisters and still be brothers and sisters hundredfold. As we rejoice in the forgiveness of sins together and know that Christ greets us with this parable, that we may go forth, not in ourselves, but in the wonder of his love for us, accepting ourselves because he's accepted and loved us. And that's what we do again this night, and accepting all men in his name. Amen. We shall continue to sing these glad songs that Phil brings to us. Number 8.
And when we do the second verse, let's have the women sing the first two lines of that verse and the men on the second two lines, and then we'll join on the chorus. That's for the second verse. I would only say about this song, you must swing. If you sing it really straight, it really loses. So swing a little bit. Let me start at the last couple of lines.
Say one thing, Phil.
If you're willing to play while some of us do dishes, we have good news that just came to me from people who've just been outside. That's right. There's a patch of blue, and it's so look.
little volleyball will be possible, and we'll hold up Holy Communion until you've had a chance to have a holy choir practice first. So get the choir practice in first. We'll play some volleyball, and then choir, and then communion. But we'll keep singing a little bit now, so let the fellows have some joy as they finish up the dishes and join us at the volleyball net. You need some exercise besides doing dishes, too.
Okay, let's turn over to number 16. Let's do both of them. I'd like to hear you get your diction a little better on Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. So let's try both verses again on that one first. Sunshine around the corner.